I would firstly invite Venerable Bhante to commence today's session with a brief practice on mindfulness during session, as it is our normal schedule. Over to you, Bhante. Thank you.
Okay. So, dear friends, today I thought of doing a walking session as the starting part of the program. So we will try to do mindful walking for few minutes. For this, you have to select some area, maybe 10-15 steps. If you can walk back and forth, that area should be enough. So you just select that area. First, stand there. Make sure that you pay attention that you are standing. Just notice your posture. And with that awareness, with that mindfulness, we are trying to walk back and forth. So don't think too much. Don't complicate too much. Just walk back and forth while paying attention. While paying attention that you are walking, we are going to walk back and forth. Again and again, you walk. When you do that, little by little, you can notice various things from the walking posture. Maybe you start to notice the sounds from the surrounding. Maybe you can notice the thoughts that are appearing in your mind. When you pay attention again and again, little by little, you can notice the walking body as well. So the idea is to be with this process, be with these sensations, and be aware. We usually walk maybe a few kilometers every day, but we are not paying attention. So here the difference is that you are going to pay attention while walking. That attention will tell you, I am feeling sounds. I can see the thoughts appearing. Then I can see bodily sensations. So while doing your walking back and forth, you again and again notice, try to be with this process. Again and again notice that your body is walking. When you observe your walking body, you may feel various things. Sometimes you may feel the texture of the ground that you are walking. Sometimes you may feel how the heel is touching the floor. Maybe the toes are touching. Those sensations you can notice. Then you may notice weight shifting from one leg to the other. There'll be a prominent leg which is taking much of the weight, maybe. So these sensations we are going to notice while walking again and again. Again and again, the sounds may appear. Again and again, thoughts may come. But you practice this awareness. Among all these things, you are calm and peaceful. You are aware. That awareness is what we are practicing while giving our attention to the present moment. So when you do this for some time, you may feel maybe some other sensations from your body. Maybe the temperature differences you can feel. Maybe how the clothes are touching your body, you can feel. So notice them while walking back and forth in a calm and peaceful manner. So as a group, we will try to practice mindful walking for a few more minutes. Okay, so that's our time for mindful walking. If you can include this into your day-to-day life, it will be very helpful, especially after a day of work. When you return home, you are tired and exhausted. So if you can take a wash and maybe have something to eat and walk for a few minutes, maybe 15-20 minutes. If you can walk before bed, then it'll be a good relaxing exercise for you. And if you continue for some time, you will realize that this is helping very much with my mental health. So that's the invitation. Try to practice on your own. This is just the introduction as a group we are doing, but you have to practice on your own and see what your experience is. So with that, we can move forward, Naman.
Thank you, Bhante, for that quick session on mindfulness during today's session. And next on our activity would be to briefly go through the guide for beginners to start on practice. And you can see on screen the instructions, 5 steps needed to start up on mindful practice. For anyone, this is for anyone joining today's session for the first time or for others who would like to have a small refresher. The first thing you have to do is watch 2 videos, one on mindful walking, one on mindful sitting. Each of the videos explain in basic detail what you have to do and observe during each session. So in mindful walking, you would be instructed to focus on the sole of your feet or body movement and try to understand how your mind behaves while you are focusing, to be aware of what is happening with you when you do the walking. For mindful sitting, again, same thing. You can go through the video and find how you can focus on the breath moving in and out, whether you feel any other sensations, and you can be mindful about these. So these 2 videos are excellent sources for you to start with the basic instructions. Then the next critical step would be to allocate some time daily. We recommend any time from 5 minutes to 1 hour for each session. The first session should be on mindful walking. You can do a few minutes on mindful walking and then quickly continue on to mindful sitting practice for another 5 minutes or up to 1 hour, depends on your aptitude for this activity at the beginning. The more you go on, you can start increasing the time as you feel comfortable. The third step would be to write down your experience in a reflection report. We call it a reflection report, which summarizes what you focused on, what you felt and understood about your mindful walking, and then whether you felt the feet, whether you had thoughts disturbing you, whether your awareness returned to your walking, and whatever bodily movements, vibrations that you might have felt. So you can describe this, put all this in writing in a report, and that report would be a report on mindful walking. Then the next report would be a report on mindful sitting. You can describe the associated object of concentration, which would be my breathing in this situation. So you can describe how you felt the breath moving in and out of your nostrils, any bodily vibrations or abdomen rising and falling. Any other thoughts coming into your mind, or you feeling a feeling of emptiness, or any other sensations can be described in your own wording. Then once you have written these reports after several sessions of mindful walking and mindful sitting, you can email them to us through the email beginnersnv@gmail.com, or else you can use the Google form shown here in step number 4. Then step number 5 will be for us to present all your reports verbally to Bhante. Someone will read the reports and present these reports to Bhante, and Bhante will assess your reports real time during session and provide you feedback and advice to insightfully improve your practice each week. So you can use it as a good cycle of feedback, where you do the practice, you write, summarize your experience in a written format, and we present it to Bhante, and Bhante will advise, and you take the advice back to your practice sessions and use it. So this way you will feel that you will understand and observe that your mindfulness during your daily activities, normal daily activities, will also improve, will also keep improving. That is the goal of this program, this session. So with that finished, I would put all this information into the chat section in Zoom and in Mixlr. With the next step, we are going into presentation of reports to Bhante for today's session. And I would like to kindly invite Sonali to read out the reports allocated to today.
Thank you, Namanta. Avasarai, Bhante. We have three reflection reports today. I will start with the first one. It's from an adult. Walking meditation. Observed sensation on soles of feet, walking on tile floor. Warmth of some tiles compared to others, sharp sensations on foot at one point, hard floor compared to foot, the harder heel compared to softer toes, cooler areas on top of foot compared to warmer areas on sole noted. Sounds not distracting. Observed wheel-like motion during walking movement as body lean forward for step ikaro. Mind noted to think about elements, air, lifting, moving foot. Patavi, the hardness, softness, and tejo, the warmth and the cold. Then thought of each sensation arising and passing, which I noted as they were happening too. The inability to control each sensation that arose, and the unsatisfactoriness due to it. Then as form, feeling, perceptions, mental formations, the thought of touch consciousness, remembered to bring mind back to sole of each foot, what I could feel away from distracting thoughts as described above. Walked 1 hour. Sitting meditation. After the walking session, observed sensations in body, tingling on head, itch on nose, hair touching back of neck, taste of saliva and swallowing movements of eyeballs, and slight fluttering of eyelids. Right hand on left, warmth in area on lap, cooler on hand on top. Tingling more on right shoulder, arm and hand, bottom on cushion, and parts of leg and foot touching the ground, and other parts that were not, chest rising and falling, a deep breath and puffing of air out at mouth with some noise at one point. In and out breath noted, then mind naturally observed breath, cool in breath, warm out breath. The length became equal and then breath barely perceptible. Peaceful feeling, heard noises, not distracting. Cool draft when door opened, but again, not distracted. Sat for 45 minutes. Mindfulness during daily activities. Woke up in mindfulness. Noted position of body on bed, which parts were touching clothes, and noted parts of body touching the bed. Observed the different temperatures in parts of body, cooler in feet, warmer in the torso and arm, tucked under body, moved mindfully, and for a short time stayed mindful, then was distracted by thoughts and on and off brought mind back. Then when brushing teeth, making tea for Buddha Puja, having breakfast. During a walk in the countryside for an hour, noted the hardness of the earth and softer muddy paths, the temperature's difference where the cooler air touched skin, warmer covered paths, sound of leaves crunching under the feet, and the perception of stones, gravel, leaves, etc. Thought of space element, demarcated by the trees, leaves, bushes, etc. And the other elements with which of the movement of feet. With much gratitude to Bhante and organizers. End of report.
Okay, so in that report, we have a lot of information about walking, sitting, and day-to-day practices. And that those observations are very much valuable. So as you mentioned, you can notice the bodily sensations, the temperature differences, the softness, hardness, these things you can notice. Then while sitting also, you observe your bodily sensations, how the rising and falling is there, how the hands are touching. So those are good observations. While doing day-to-day activities also, especially towards that walk in the countryside. So you can observe how your body is working, the sensations that are prominent to your body. So this is our starting point. We start with our body, but with time, you realize that other things are also coming. The sounds from the surrounding, they are coming. Then the thoughts are appearing. You see various things from your surrounding. You smell, you taste. So these things are there. So with time, you develop the skill to be mindful among all these things. That awareness, that mindfulness, we are trying to continue, not only the object. The object of observation, we can, of course, change. It will change automatically. You can't keep your attention in a particular object for a long period. Instead, it will change. So you can still continue your mindfulness. Although the object change, you can continue your mindfulness. So that's the idea. So when you hear something, become aware that you are hearing something. When you see something, become aware that you are seeing something. When you get thoughts, become aware that you get thoughts. That awareness is important. If you think that thoughts are disturbing me, then you create confusion. So little by little, you have to accept them as well. These thoughts tell you a lot about yourself. So we are talking about accepting ourselves. That acceptance comes with accepting the reality. What is available? Maybe I get lustful thoughts. Maybe I get anger in my mind. Maybe the jealousy is there. So instead of reacting, instead of worrying, you accept. I have these thoughts. So it is natural to get thoughts. If you are correct in your practice, you accept them, you try to continue your mindfulness. A few weeks back, there was a Satipasala session for kids, and I asked one of them whether it's disturbing to hear sounds while doing their mindful practice. So kids say various things, crazy things, but this kid came and said, "No, Bhante, it is natural. We have ears, so it is natural to hear the sounds." That was her answer. Then same goes for your mind as well. As long as you have a mind, you will get thoughts. If you try to deny that fact, then you will find confusion there. You will find you are struggling in your practice. Instead, let them come. Don't invite them. Just let them flow. Let them come and go. You can become aware. So even the object change, but you can become aware. And now I am observing the softness of the ground, the hardness of the ground. Now I can see my mind is with some thoughts. Then I am hearing sounds. That awareness continues. The object change, but the awareness continues. So I really appreciate the last part, which was a walk in the countryside. So when you learn to practice this way, then meditation is really living. Day-to-day life, you are doing so many things. Try to be attentive. Try to be aware. We can start it with such practice where we walk in a peaceful environment, walk in a countryside, and just observe what I feel. Little by little, even when you walk for work, you can observe what you feel. Even when you are in a busy street, you can observe what you feel. That skill we are developing, that ability, with time you can develop. So you start with your walking sitting, then you extend it to your day-to-day life, maybe walk in a countryside. Then little by little, even during your work hours, you can try and be aware. Try and be mindful what is happening. So that way of practice we are encouraging, and truly you realize that this practice is really living. Meditation is living. Not denying your thoughts, not denying your reality, instead accepting them, accepting your reality. So that is my idea. Try to see how you can change your attitude towards the thoughts that are appearing during your practice. So if you attain that skill with time, then you realize thoughts come, thoughts go. You don't have to worry about them. Again and again, you become attentive. You bring your attention to the present moment.
Thank you, Bhante. Next report from an adult again. Walking practice, walking on tiled floor, a distance between of about 20 paces, noted pressure of body against sole of the feet at heel, inner part of arch, ball and toes. Also noted cold sensation at these touch points. As weight shifted from one foot to the other, each step noted how these sensations of pressure and coldness moves between the feet. Thoughts and feelings of boredom arose. Inner voice declared all these sensations are the same as before. There is nothing interesting here. This was followed by question, but are they really the same? Attention returned to feet and noted that sound of foot brushing the ground during movement on one step, but this was absent during the next step. Another thought noted that experience of steps have some similarities, but they are really different. Continued walking with attention on sensations at feet. Noted that cold sensation was less at the end of the path when standing and turning, but returned during steps along the walking path. Noted flickering of candlelight and sense of annoyance at the distraction caused by this. Wondered if flickering stopped when I stood between candle and window, but noted that it changed all the time. Attention returned to feet and continued walking for 30 minutes. Sitting practice. Noted touch of air at nostrils with in-breath and out-breath. Attention shifted to sound of silence at the end of the in-breath and again at the end of the out-breath. Thoughts arose and noted these before attention returned to touch of air with breathing. Noted sensation of light and dark flickering at eyes. Thought arose to explain to myself that this may be due to candlelight in room. Attention returned to sensations of breathing with air moving through nostrils. Practice continued in this way for 30 minutes. Felt alert and refreshed at the end of the period of walking and sitting. Spent 10 minutes writing practice report. End of report.
Okay, 10 minutes writing the report, writing the experience. So it is valuable. I want to point out the importance of sharing your experience because we are gathered here as a group. So when we present our experience to the group, everybody can witness whether you are practicing and whether you are practicing correctly. So if somebody is practicing, then of course they can notice when they hear a report that this person is also practicing. Without practice, you can of course tell various things, but within few weeks, you'll get caught. You can notice within few sentences, few words, you can notice that this person is talking out of the book knowledge, out of the learned things. But this practice is experienced. That is why we encourage to share your experience. When you share only, we can discuss, we can see what others think about the practice, about my way of practice. That discussion will help you to improve. So I would like to invite all of you to share your experience. If you are practicing, you have to once in a while share your experience. So this person did the practice and shared. So that's something important. Others can also feel that this person is practicing. You can't do it secretly. The surrounding will know whether you are changing, whether your practice is real. Your family members will know whether you are changing, whether your practice is real. Of course, you can initially be like there's nothing, but with time, if your practice is true, everybody will know. Even the environment will know, even the universe will know that this person is becoming more and more peaceful and happy in their mind. So some people, they practice for 10, 20 years, but still no change. No change in their behavior, no change in their thinking pattern. So there should be something wrong. If you practice for even for few months, few weeks, if you practice correctly, then that will change. That will change you in a positive direction. You will become less worried about the things. Instead, you will be more accepting. You will accept the incidents. You will try to work around them. You will go along with somebody, not try to fight all the people that are in the surrounding. You will appreciate the value of doing nothing and just being. So usually we appreciate doing things. We say, I did this, I want to do this. We are giving a whole list. But with this practice, you try to appreciate doing nothing. So doing nothing, is it easy? No, that's the most difficult thing in this entire world. Most difficult thing to do. Doing nothing. Try and see, you will find out for yourself. Always there's this inclination in your mind to do something. Open your eyes, it is saying again and again. Go watch a movie, it is saying again and again. Then you have to do this, do that. Well, I'm hungry. So all the ideas, opinions, it is giving. So among these opinions, you learn the art of doing nothing. You learn the art of letting go and just be with the present moment. When you be with the present moment, you can see these things. You can notice these things. You can notice that in between the in-breath and out-breath, there is silence. That silence is blissful. You have to become friendly with this silence you can't chase after it. Instead, when you become friendly, it comes like a good friend. Always it is there, not even during sitting and walking, even your day-to-day life, between two thoughts, the silence is there. Between two sounds, the silence is there. Between two breath, the silence is there. Between two steps, the silence is there. When you get to know, when you become friendly with the silence, it is always there. Whenever you are worried, you can just plug into the silence and stay for a while. That ability you are developing, and it will be with you even when you face difficulties. When your mind is hurt, you can just notice the silence is there. And that silence is always blissful. So try to see whether you can notice this silence even in your day-to-day life. Maybe between two words, you will find silence. Maybe between two breaths, you can find silence. Maybe between two worrying thoughts, you can find silence. Maybe even somebody come and blame you, in between you can find the silence. So that awareness, we are improving little by little. With that improvement, you can of course notice that silence is everywhere. Even your day-to-day life, you can notice this empty space, vast space that is unlimited, right? So try to see whether you can find this silence among your day-to-day activities as well. If you start to notice it, then you will become really blissful, peaceful due to this practice.
Thank you, Bhante. The last report, again from an adult. Walking meditation, 25-minute meditation object. Sensation on soles of feet when walking. Walked in bare feet on tiled floor. Notice that the main sensations on the soles of the feet were of pressure first on the heel and then inside of the foot, then ball of the foot and toes. Observe the sensation of temperature felt underfoot change depending on which part of the tiled floor in the room I was walking on. I also noted that the areas of the sole of the foot that was more sensitive to temperature was more towards the front of or side of the foot and not so much the heel. I also noticed that the arch of the foot only very occasionally touched the floor. On most steps, the arch of the floor did not experience any sensations of pressure or temperature or texture. I was aware of different textures and the mind labeling the sensations as either rough or smooth, making comparisons of relative temperatures. I became aware that when the foot was raised, there was no sensations of roughness, smoothness, cold or warmth. I noted that my mind was creating images of what was underfoot and was making up stories and images based on the sensation felt, such as a crack or gap on some of the tiles on the floor. At one point, I noted a slight pain in the right heel, which I observed and then passed. I also stepped on an object which appeared to get stuck into the ball of my right foot below for several steps. I noted my mind to imagine what it may be and images that were created of the possible object and its size and shape. After some time, the sensation subsided and I was left with a slight stickiness in that area of my foot, which also, after a few steps, went away. I was aware of the other thoughts, sights, and sounds coming in and out of my attention at different points during the walking meditation session, but managed to see that the attention went back to the sensations on the soles of the feet. Mindfulness in day-to-day life. Since the first session in October, when we were advised to try as an exercise to take time in the day to observe five sights, sights, sensations of touch, sounds, smells, and taste. I have been trying to do so, especially during my journeys to and from work in the car. I observed sights such as the car ahead, the number plate, lights on the car, people in the periphery of my vision, road signs, the windscreen, and steering wheel. I also was able to note the sensations of the seat against my back, the sensation of the steering wheel in my hands, the texture, the smoothness, the coolness of the gear stick, the pressure on the foot, on the pedal. I was also able to note the sound the wheel made when in contact with the road, how this changed depending on the surface of the car was traveling on. The whirring of the engine, again, that was changing. The rattling intermittently of the plastic in the car. The noise the heater made, the noise of the indicators. I realized that there were so many sounds the car made when I was paying attention to them that previously I had not been aware of. I found it difficult to always come up with smells, but sometimes was able to decipher a mild smell or a taste in the mouth, but not strong enough to describe. I have also tried to observe from time to time when eating the sensation of textures of food, how chewing leads to the release of liquid from some foods, the change in texture of the food and the mouth being more filled with saliva, the flavors noted in different parts of the mouth and tongue, and the sensations as the food in swallowing. End of report. My thanks to Bhante and organizers for your ongoing help and guidance.
Okay, so we had three reports. All three reports had three sides: walking, sitting, and day-to-day practice. So that's very important. And I'm glad to hear your day-to-day practice. Even all three of you had mentioned your day-to-day practice. So that is very important, because otherwise we think that meditation is only formal meditation, but meditation is truly living. And this is living. While driving, you try to live and you notice various things that are happening that you haven't noticed before. So that's a good sign that you are starting to notice, right? Then while having a meal, you notice various things. While doing some other activity, you notice various things. So these sensations are a good sign that you are paying attention more and more. Due to your attention, you are noticing. Sometimes you start to notice troubling thoughts in your mind. You think these thoughts are due to the practice. No, you are just noticing them. Early also you had these thoughts, but now only you are noticing. Early also the worry was there due to the thoughts, but now only you are noticing. Maybe there are aches in your body. When you pay attention, you can't get rid of them. They are coming after you like ghost. But that's a good sign, because you start to notice. Earlier also the difficulties, pains, aches were there, but you didn't notice. So many people, they think these things are due to the practice. No, you just start to notice that resistance, that friction is a very good sign, because now you are into the practice. When you start something new, the resistance is natural. The friction is natural. Only few people will continue and work through this friction. And they will realize after a few days, now my mind is getting adjusted. Now I can practice with less friction. So yesterday a person came for meditation for the very first time. And after spending not even 24 hours, after spending about 12, 18 hours, he came to me and said, "Bhante, I have to go home." "What is the reason?" "I had some money there, so I am worried about it. My home is closed. I'm worried whether somebody might break in and steal it. So I want to go." So that's his excuse. So what is happening? These thoughts, these opinions in their mind, they create this fear. They don't have that skill to observe thoughts as thoughts, opinions as opinions. Instead, they just jump and grab them. When you do that, then it is becoming so real. That is the anticipation of pain. So the scientists, they have done some research and they have shown that pain and the anticipation of pain both activate the same areas of your brain. Experience of pain as well as anticipation of pain both activate same areas. So this is anticipation. Nobody broke in, but still he's thinking. That to activate the same areas. For some people, anticipation of pain is worse than the actual one. So in other words, we call it pain and suffering. Suffering is the mind part. You create it out of your mind. Pain you can't avoid, but suffering is optional. That ability you are developing with practice, you realize that these thoughts are coming. They are so worrying. But with time, they don't bother me so much. These opinions are coming, even about the practice. Various opinions are coming. So that is fine. Let they come. You continue your practice. With time, you realize that although the opinions are there, they don't bother me so much. Various ideas, thoughts about the world may come, but you realize with practice, they don't bother me so much. Various incidents may happen, but you realize with practice, I can somehow survive among them. So that is the invitation, and it's good that you included all three areas of your practice. We want to encourage other people as well to practice in your day-to-day life, because maybe you are walking for so many kilometers every day. Maybe you are having few meals. You drink throughout the day. Try to take one bite with mindfulness. Try to brush at least one tooth with awareness. So that type of a practice we want to include our day-to-day life. And when you do that, you realize I am really living. I'm not denying, I'm not avoiding my life. Instead, I start to live. So that change we want to encourage more and more. So that's my idea towards the report.
Thank you, Bhante. Next is to invite anyone who has questions to ask them. If you'd like to raise your Zoom hand, or if you want to put it in the chat, I'll read it out for you. Can't see anyone raising their hand, or there are no chat requests for questions. I will hand it back to Naamanta then.
Thank you so much, Sonali, for presenting and conducting the Q&A and now working on the reports. And thank you very much, Bhante, for timely and insightful advice on all the persons who submitted reports. And on behalf of all those who are listening to that advice, thank you again. We will all find such advice very useful in improving our mindful practices. Now, as the next item on our agenda, I would like to invite Bhante to commence the talk on mindfulness for today's session. Over to you, Bhante. Thank you.
Okay, dear friends, we will take maybe about 15-20 minutes discussing about the practice. During the Q&A session also we discussed, but we will try to add a few more things into our discussion. And really you can try and see, try and experiment with these things and come up with your feedback. When you come with your feedback, then only we can put one step ahead. We can move one step ahead. So that discussion we are continuing again and again every week. We are doing it just to encourage our practice, motivate everybody towards the practice. So as a group, we are moving forward. We are developing. So that's the idea of a discussion. And it's very valuable if you are practicing. You will see during the discussion, even my experience is coming up and other people also have similar experiences. So that's the idea of a discussion, the idea of a talk. So now, today I thought of discussing a little bit about the outside world and how it is affecting our mind. So these days, various people have various issues. So you can see another wave is coming, right? Then you can see a lot of difficulties are there. If you are from Sri Lanka, then even it is worse, right? The economy is down. So people worry about these things so much. They think about these things so much. So it is said that during the daytime, they act. During the night time, they worry about the next day, worry about the things that has happened. So this is life. This is what they are doing. So maybe they are doing the same thing again and again. But when you start early in the morning, it says that it is the very first day of your life. The rest of the life, it's the very first day. So you start afresh. But when you really think, when you really pay attention, you are doing the same thing again and again. You are having your meals again and again. You are traveling to work again and again. Maybe for thousands of times, you have taken the same path towards the work. Then you are taking the same elevator again and again. Then you go sit, work for hours. You do the same thing again and again. Repetitive things that we are doing. But the problem is that we forget. We think that this is a new experience. We think something new happened today. We anticipate something better may come. So through that ignorance, we may live even for 80 or 100 years, but we won't give up this repetitive act. When you try to be mindful, you try to be aware. You try to see what is happening. You can notice that breath is happening again and again. The sounds are appearing again and again. The thoughts are appearing again and again. It is hard to maintain that awareness because your mind prefers getting lost in thoughts. Your mind prefers getting lost in future or past. But as a practitioner, you try to be more present. You try to notice that these repetitive things are happening. You try to notice the breath is happening. The steps, sensation is there. It is advised again and again, you observe the same thing. Again and again, you do the walking and observe. Like a fresh thing, you are observing again and again. You are doing the same old task. So even after a few hours of practice, some people come and ask, what is the point of this? I know I am walking. So what is the point? I know that I am sitting. So what is the point? But this is really the suffering talking. They don't want to see the repetitive nature of this world. It is everywhere, but through ignorance, they want to get lost. They don't want to see this Dhamma that is there, this truth that is there. It is already there in the nature. Nobody can invent it. They just discover what was already there in the nature. When you look at a tree, you see this truth. Again and again, the same thing is happening. Every day when you see the sunrise, that's a repetitive thing. When you see a flower, that's the repetitive nature that we are talking about. When you see your breath, that too shows this repetitive nature. So maybe for hours, for days, you try to observe your breath. You try to observe your steps. When you do that again and again, your mind, little by little, realizes that these things are repetitive. There's no real value in these things. When your mind starts to realize that, you will notice now there's not much of a difference in between in-breath and out-breath. Both in-breath and out-breath, they are subtle and I can't really feel a difference. The thoughts are appearing, the sounds are appearing. Compared to breath, they look fresh. They look more appealing. But you realize that breath is no longer that prominent. Maybe the steps are no longer that prominent. What is happening? Your mind starts to notice this repetitive nature of things. Then compared to breath, you start to notice the thoughts. Compared to breath, you start to notice the sounds. Your mind thinks that there is some value there in thoughts. Maybe there is some value in sounds. Maybe there is some value in the things you see. So allow it to happen. See whether there is a value in your thoughts. Today you get one idea. Within a few more hours, you get some other idea. If you are ignorant, you will say that I got a very valuable idea, a thought, and I'm going to act on it. But if you become aware, you realize the same type of thoughts are appearing again and again. Out of that ignorance, various things are appearing. When you become more and more aware, you realize that although these things appear, there's no real value in them. There is no need to go after these things so much. The material things doesn't really bring you happiness. Today you want a TV, tomorrow there'll be a bigger version. So today you are happy about getting one, but tomorrow again you start to worry because now there's a bigger version. So these type of repetitive things we are doing again and again, one who pays attention, they start to realize everything is repetitive. Even my breath is repetitive. I eat meals every day. And within a few hours, what will happen? It will flush down the toilet. I drink various things every day. But within a few hours, that's just pee. So this truth, it's everywhere. But we are ignorant to it. We don't want to notice this repetitive nature. We do not want to notice that there is no real value in them. But when you practice and you pay attention again and again, your mind little by little realize that there is no real value. So this realization is something strange. It is not done through thought processes. Instead, it is a deeper realization. So there was this experiment. They gathered some of the chocolate lovers, let's say. They gathered some of them. And they started offering delicious chocolate pieces to them. So one after other, they offered maybe hundreds. So initially, they were very much appreciating the taste. But with time, what is happening? With time, maybe within few minutes, maybe within few hours, they start to complain. They ask, what's the hell wrong with you? I don't want to eat this much of chocolate. So the taste is the same, but your reaction differs. You get sick of the chocolate that you are eating. That's because you eat it again and again. Through awareness you are eating, not through ignorance. So usually we eat one piece, then within few days, after few days, we will eat another. But when you continue this process, it doesn't take long to realize the true nature. So that is why we ask you to practice again and again. Don't let the ignorance continue for so long. Don't let the suffering continue for so long. Instead, try and be aware. Try and see what is happening. When you start to see, the truth is right there. You don't have to go very far. It is right there when you open your eyes. And it's not a thought process that is working. Instead, your mind will realize in a deeper level that there is no real value in chocolate. I am sick of this sweet. I had it again and again till I get sick of it. So think about that feeling. That is not a thought process. You had the same thing again and again till you get sick of it. So the same thing is happening in your mind. Initially, you think there is so much value in your thoughts. There's so much value in your opinions. And we appreciate those thoughts. We appreciate those opinions. But when you start to notice, same thought is happening again and again, coming in various shapes. The opinions are happening again and again, coming in various shapes. Today it is giving value to one thing. Tomorrow it is giving value to something else. Today you feel angry about a person. Tomorrow you feel sad about them. Today you want to kill somebody, tomorrow you want to embrace them. So same thing happening again and again, coming in different shapes. But when you pay attention, when you become aware, you realize there is no real essence in these things. There is no real value in these things. Instead, the thoughts are just thoughts. The opinions are just opinions. They just come and go. So there was this story. Zen master, one of the students came to him and asked, "My meditation is so bad. Your advice is not working. I can't even be mindful for a few seconds. The thoughts are happening again and again. It is bothering me. Give me advice." So that's the request. Then the master said, "It too will pass." Short and sweet, he gave the answer. So within a week, the same student came and again said, "Now the meditation is very good. Now no thoughts are there. I am so blissful. I can stay even for hours in the same sitting posture." The teacher replied, "This too will pass." So when something comes, you can just see whether this will stay forever. No, that too will pass. So it's a good mantra to have in your mind. When you see difficulties, when you see problems, when you see troubles coming your way, you can tell this mantra to yourself. This too will pass. And instead of reacting, you can just observe. When some difficulty happens at your workplace, you can just calmly see whether this will stay forever. No, that too will pass after time. So that realization, if you have, then you are not so eager to react. Instead, you just try and see what is happening. You have a queue, a waiting line. All the ideas, opinions, acknowledge them and just put them in the waiting list. Within a few days, you won't even remember. Some people, they prefer writing these things down. The thoughts, they prefer writing. It is helpful for some people to gather their thoughts on paper. But if you keep them for years and try to read them again and again, that we can't appreciate. Instead, you write your thoughts down. You write the difficulties. Next morning, you burn them. When I burn this paper, my worries are also going away. Because they are changing all the time. Today you have kindness towards somebody. Tomorrow you have anger towards them. So why bother talking about kindness so much? Then you can have anger tomorrow. So this changing nature is everywhere. Only through awareness you can notice. Otherwise, through ignorance, if you look, you won't notice this. You will value your opinions, thoughts so much that you can even get panic attacks out of them. You can think again and again, anticipate something for so long, you are getting panic attacks. Your chest starts to hurt. That anticipation of pain. You are giving so much value to your thoughts and opinions. But a mindful person, a practitioner, they realize there is no real essence, real value in these thoughts. Today one opinion comes, tomorrow there's a whole new. So that realization, it's not a thought process. It's even deeper than your thoughts. Your mind will realize, your mind will lower the value towards these opinions and thoughts. And you realize, although the thoughts are there, I'm not giving so much value. Although the problems are there, I am not worrying about them so much. One person will come and blame you one day. You just repeat that mantra, this too will pass. Next day they will come and praise you. You just repeat that mantra, this too will pass. So that even the other people, they can't deceive you, because you are not coming into conclusions. Just because they blame, you are not coming into conclusions. Just because of they praise you, you are not coming into conclusions. Just because they give something to you, you are not coming into conclusions. Just because they steal something from you, you are not coming into conclusions. Just keep it open and see, but the time will tell you. So that type of openness, we are encouraging with the practice. And if you practice, even for a few weeks, you can realize this on your own. Then you don't need any more guarantees, because you know. When you know, nobody has to come and tell you the value of this practice. Now you know for yourself. Nobody has to come and motivate you for this practice, because now you know for yourself. So that's our invitation. Try to see whether you can spend some time during the coming week and practice. So if you present a report, then next weekend we can discuss that as well and try to see how we can move forward as a group. So that's the end of the talk, and thank you for listening.
Thank you very much, Bhante, and much merits to Bhante for that insightful talk on mindfulness. I feel that we are moving between dimensions on how we are receiving Bhante's advice, and it is helping us get a greater insight on how to further the practice. It is very insightful indeed. Much merits to Bhante. And with that, I would like to also thank Most Venerable Bhante Udayirigama Dhammajiva Mahathera for his insight and request for us to initiate this program. Much merits should be passed on to Most Venerable Bhante as well. And then I would also like to thank and share merits with all those who have worked initially to commence and sustain this program from the very beginning. Much merits to all those people who have contributed. And also I would like to thank the organizers who have joined for today's session. And then also I would like to express gratitude and share merits with all those who have participated in today's session. And I would like to invite all of you to keep on practicing, keep on furthering and focusing on your mindfulness in practice sessions as well as during daily activities. Then I would like to state a close on today's session on mindfulness, and request for anyone with questions, comments, or feedback on the program in general or the session today to raise the Zoom hand and let us know, so that we as organizers can implement any changes based on your suggestions or feedback. I will give you about 1 minute to raise hand and express your feedback if needed. I think there's no one raising their hand to express any opinion or feedback. I would like to make three quick announcements for today. And I would firstly share my screen. I think you can see on screen the website for මීතිරගල නිසරණ වනය www.nisarana.lk. You can go onto the website and look at all the information contained in there. It has audio and Dhamma audio archives and video archives and books and articles, as you can see on the top there. And anyone interested in furthering their mindfulness practices can gain a lot of valuable information from this website and try to use those resources to enhance your practice, to expedite your practice. And then as a second announcement, I will move on to introducing Satipasala. This is a phenomenal and innovative program initiated and launched by Ms. Saranavane Forest Monastery on behalf of children and youth, which is training all those people involved in all walks of life to practice and improve their mindful activities even during general life activities. So you can go on to this website. It's www.satipasala.org and gain insight into various resources, events, and information on Satipasala. Now, with that, I would stop sharing the screen. And the third announcement is to refer to another activity, which is that this is a session where we are spreading the word of being mindful on a Sri Lankan style. So we would like all of you to keep on informing any friends or contacts who you might feel would benefit from this kind of program to come and join and listen to these sessions and try to get some benefit from this and to sustain their self-awareness or self-mindfulness so that we can help them improve their life in some manner. It might make a big difference to one person if you spread the message to that right person at some point in time. So keep an eye on that. Don't take it, please do not take it as a burden on yourself. Just keep an eye and do spread the message when you feel it is the right person and right time. Thank you. Then I think we can close off today's session. We spent about 1.5 hours on mindfulness today. And I would like to wish you all a mindful and happy week ahead and hope to see you all next week on Saturday, same time. And you can, the advice, the talk and the Q&A that was conducted would have imparted with a lot of sound information and advice and insight for you to develop further through the week. Hoping to see you all next week, and I would end the session in a few seconds. Thank you so much.